All right, we'll go and get started. I don't know if Jack sent out notice, but we'll return Pat Sims to practice today. And so he'll be in that, begin his three-week window of practice opportunity. So that's really the roster news of today. So obviously important week for us. It's a game against another AFC opponent. And one that right now is currently leading their division, very hot right now. And so a really important football game. As we get into preparation for it, over the last 10 days, had a good opportunity to evaluate us and look at what we're doing. And we got to continue to look and create the unscripted plays that are important to get, and whether it be offense, defense, and special teams, and make sure that, you generally going to get those plays when you know what you're doing, so inside and out, that those things become natural and they just occur. And in the some football games earlier this season, we got some. Over the last couple of weeks, we haven't made any of those unscripted type plays. Got to keep doing that, and those are helpful. And we have to do it, the creation of them offensively, the creation of opportunity defensively, special teams, etc. And make sure those things become still a part of what we're doing. So, but I think as we look forward to that. Looking at the Broncos, they're obviously playing very well over the last six quarters. The defense is playing well. The offense is playing well. The ball is getting spread around offensively based on coverage as they do. And, Peyton Manning's doing a nice job. They ran the football very effectively last week against New Orleans and really pounded on them in the middle of the field. And so it's going to be important that we do a great job being stout inside that way. The play pass then comes off of the run, and then you got to do a good job of being in the vertical leverage on the route that way. So it's going to be a great test, a good fun thing, and it's what you got to be. It's where we are in the season, and where we need to play good football. Defensively, they've got two good outside rushers in Miller and Dumervil do a nice job in the back end. Champ Bailey still playing very, very well and doing good things. So it's going to be a test for our offense, and we got to get after him, attack aggressively.
Because he was up the road from you guys, and you got to see him extensively for 3-4 years. How do you think Derek Wolfe's playing for him?
I think he's doing a good job for them. I think he's plays hard, and he's doing a good job inside. Those guys don't get the attention, but when a lot of the outside pressure comes, because these guys are doing a nice job being stout, getting good push in the interior. So he's generally to the close four technique side, but he's doing a good job.
What would be an example of an unscripted play on offense?
Quarterback has to move, scramble, makes a throw, catch. Whether it be a first down, big play, that kind of play. Defensively, turnover, interception return, something like that. Special teams, your big return, so forth, block, kick, whatever it may be, based on, the opponent, what we've got going on. So those kind of plays.
Everybody has said today the offense played better. You have to make plays. Everybody says that all the time. Are you confident that you've got the playmakers you need to make enough plays?
I think, as playmakers, yes, to flat out answer the question, but I think playmakers come from opportunity and finish of it, and then that breeds the confidence. And, when you lose football games, you got to shake it and move on forward. You haven't been here, but we laugh, joke with the guys. These guys were all great playmakers 3 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden they've gone dry a little bit, and they just have to go back, and we got to do it. But we have to, as coaches, our responsibility to create it as well, and we got to create the opportunity. And then when we end that opportunity, quarterback, receiver, running back, we've got to make it happen. Offensive line, we got to make it happen, and we got to have those plays. And I think those are the things too. That when you create those opportunities and then you make good on them, you feel much better about everything.
Well, the unscripted open up too, because during during that three-game win streak, you guys were able to hit a lot of chunk plays that weren't unscripted?
Well, some of them were. There were a few that were unscripted. But, yes, we hit some that were scripted. And you know, but the unscripted play keeps the drive alive. It's the first down that keeps the drive alive. The unscripted play may come on second down and long. It may come in second and 10, and now you're looking at a third and one or third and two. Maybe the unscripted play. The quarterback steps up in the pocket. He scrambles through, you know. Those are the things that, you know, we're really with not trying to press, because that's the other side of it. You know, we're really have, you know, tried to show our guys, you know, where we can still, where we need to improve, where we have to improve to do the things we need to do to be successful.
When you've got an opportunity by injury, basically, and now he's just named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. I mean, the guy has grabbed his opportunity right by the throat.
Yeah, you know, obviously he's a good prospect. He got an opportunity there to play on special teams early on. And, you know, he's played some football, some defense through injury there. You know, it's not the first chance he's had to play defense there. So, you know, he's got great, good explosion. You know, he's, very athletic guy with great explosion. And, you know, he takes advantage of it. And they're doing a good job of coaching him. Say he has such an awareness. It's really, I think, one of the things I think Andy has a great concept of, and will continue to improve and get better at it. But Peyton's ability to conceptually understand where everybody is on the football field, to know that his read is over here, okay, but you took that away and I'm going to come back and throw the ball right over here. You know what I mean? That's the thing that he's able to do. The anticipation of you know, the field split in half, and my initial thing is we're supposed to be going over here, but I can come back and throw the ball out here to Butch. You know what I mean? Those are the things that you got to be able to do, and that's what he does such a great job of. So he's here, and he's back here, over here. Okay, and then I live to play another down, you know. And then maybe that's a bigger play, you know. Maybe, you know, see what I'm saying? So he makes the defense basically defend the field, because if the first read's taken away, you know, you see a lot of guys that tuck the ball down, and they begin to get into the crouch a little bit. Well, Peyton doesn't get into the crouch. He comes back the other way, and he has a great knack of moving away from the rush to find the next progression.
There was, and it was, maybe it was media driven, but there was a doubt about his comeback. He's back to where he was, isn't he?
He's done. They have, you know, I mean, again, he himself and they have done a nice job of recreating the atmosphere of their offensive, you know, schematics that they had in Indy there in Denver now. And by bringing in Tammy, by getting Stokely, they brought in some guys that were familiar with their system and familiar with him, obviously. And then they've been able to use the big guys on the outside with Thomas and Decker to fit right in. Dreesen is a good receiver of the football. You know, McGahee is rejuvenated. And so they've done a good job, yes. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's playing well. He's taking shots, you know. He's getting up. He's moving in the pocket. I mean, I think those are the things. You know, if you had doubts, people may have doubted, can he still move in the pocket the way he always has? And you saw that against San Diego where he steps over the guys, resets his feet, makes the throw. And that's what, you know, that's what he's been always so very good at. It's really it's a great thing. Because you're talking about one of the, you know, obviously a future Hall of Famer, but a guy that I think for young guys coming up, coming through, and so forth, it's an incredible role model that he is.
Another future Hall of Famer, a defensive back, along the same lines, what makes Champ so great?
Well, I gave you the wrong year. It was 99. It was 99. But, I mean, just tremendous athleticism, great ability to study and understand, and wants to be the very best, and has done it for a long time. Like, you know, so you know, just speed, athleticism, long arms, hips, feet, all that goes into it. Great vision, great ball skills, and you know, will tackle, physical, likes to play that part of the game. You know, so as I said, when I got to coach him, it was a lot of fun, and. You know, comes to work every day, ready to work, the perfect attitude, and, you know, a stud.
How much has his game changed since you had him? And granted, it was a long, long time ago.
It didn't change much. You know what I mean? He's been through a bunch of different coordinators out there and different schemes and styles. But you still see that length and that athleticism in the feet and his vision on the ball and the receiver. He's got a great knack of being able to play the receiver and have vision back through to the quarterback. You know, he really has been, I trained him as a safety as well. You know, a lot of times he'd play, I'd move him inside, we'd play he and Smoot and Darrell out there, and he'd be the safety on the inside. So we could blitz and do things off the slot and keep base defense out there. And, you know, so he can handle all that. You know, he could play the quarters coverage and different things. He's a great blitzer for me. So he's a lot of fun. So it was good. You know, we were talking to Dave earlier when we were doing the TV show, but, you know, I remember being at the workout in Georgia when he came out and, you know, just shook my head. Won't see him. So, but there's no question that, you know, I mean, he's played to his ability.
With Jack taking over that defense, how much changes have you seen, and is it kind of a mix of what he's done and what John?
You know, it's really what we came to be in Baltimore was a lot of combination of things that John had done in New York. John and I used to talk quite a bit. In fact, the year Peyton Manning came out of Tennessee, there was a zillion offensive coaches there, and there was me, Foxy, and two other slappies like us, and we were in the defensive staff room watching their one-on-one tape. We were having a coach's clinic, and John was asking me about this, and I'm asking, well, how do you do that? And you know, so we were kind of sharing ideas, and it's kind of funny. Then he hired Jack to be his coordinator down there in 02 in Carolina, and you know, they basically took the defensive playbook we had in Baltimore and installed it there in Carolina. Now, I know they've been different now, but there's a lot of similarities in, you know, the things of, you know, Jack's done a great job. You know, they've got good players. He's fitting the right guys in the right places.
Any update on Cook as far as where he
is? Yeah, just because I had a meeting this morning with the doctors. He's coming along well. I believe they're going to remove the pin in his ankle here either this week or the first part of next week. So, and then that'll give us a, you know, indication of that. You know, just got to let that heal and come back. But he's doing very well. And I watched him work yesterday. And so he's to the point now where he'll have that the screw removed and then move forward.
Marvin Jones probably out this week?
Yeah, it's slim. He's partly very cloudy right now. It's like the weather outside, I would say.
Precipitation.
Yeah, so he won't participate today, I'll tell you that. But he's coming along well. I think he's ahead of where I think they initially thought he was Monday after the game. So he's coming along well.
Coach, what could Pat give you? I mean, when Pat plays, he's healthy.
That's a good statement. I like that, when Pat plays. That's what I tell Pat, too. That's exactly what I tell Pat. When Pat plays, Pat can help you. He's a factor when he's playing. When he's being Pat, he's a factor. And what Pat can give us is I think he can really help. Number one, I think he helps complement Domata and Gino inside. I think he helps bring our two young guys along, Steele and Brandon Thompson. They're going to be excellent players in the NFL. I think he helps bring those guys along because he's seeing somebody else how you do it. And because I think he's kind of a combination of the other two guys, and I think that's a good thing. So, you know, he's got the strength. He's got the ballast of a big man. And, you know, he's got a lot of he's got athleticism for a big man. For a 327-pound man, he's got a lot of athleticism. So, you know, we've been slow with Pat, and, you know, I think we're to the point now where when he's ready to go, we'll get him up to the roster.
1 minute? Can you play this week?
Well, there's a possibility, but, again, nothing. I'll wait until you ask me those on Friday.
Good at being unscripted. I'm thinking mainly of a guy like Roethlisberger.
Well, yeah, Ben's the best. Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers does very, very well. You know, it. And but there's a. Well, you go ahead and answer. You ask the question, then I'll answer.
I was just going to say that they're obviously real confident in the outcome of this. My question, I guess, where is Andy's confidence this year?
We're you know, that's a really. We're looking for our quarterback and our middle linebacker to take hold of our football team. And I think that's important for us. And I think both guys are such good people that you got to be a little bit of... But I mean, you do. And that's what these guys we're talking about have. And I think that's the, you know, that's part of it. And Andy has a great deal of confidence, self-confidence, internal confidence, confidence in the guys around him. But you at some point you step out of your skin and you go. And it's time to go. It's time to step out of our skin, both places. All throughout, you know, we've, you know, wallowed around here in mediocrity. Let's go. And, you know, that's the, you know, thing we've got to do. But, you know, these guys that have it, you know, they've got it and they've done it. And it also comes from, I think, what I was about to say is that everybody around them, there's got to be a confidence level, too, that, you know, of anticipation and then clicking on those things.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the, you know, we haven't, you know, been able to, you know, really, you know, look in the mirror, man, and move forward. So that's it's big for us.
If I write that Marvin Lewis thinks Andy Dalton has to be more of a dick.
Well, I don't know if I, okay, let's clean it up. We're looking for Andy to take the next step of being the leader of this football team, a confident, vocal if it needs to be, but you know, grab this football team by the back of its neck and let's go. Let's move forward.
Did you guys talk about that?
The coaches of the offensive coaches, yes, have been, you know, visiting with him about it all the time. You know, but over this, you know, over this period of time, having looked back at where we are and where we want to go. Yes. Yes. Well, I think it's you know, we had a great, you know, I mean, the 2 days in New Orleans was out here. I mean, I couldn't wait to go out just to watch Drew, you know, from when he was here before to watch Drew now. You know, Drew post-Super Bowl compared to Drew pre-Super Bowl and how Drew does things. And I got to visit with him on the sideline while the defense was working about that. You know, and there's a lot of that we took from that and shared that with Andy, and we just got to keep pressing that. You know, when you have a good player, you can keep pressing the envelope of that. I did that with Ray Lewis. You know, don't go to the Pro Bowl and have a good time or the Super Bowl and have a good time. You go and you suck the knowledge out of everybody there. And I think that's the good thing. And when your young players have the opportunity to learn from that and be part of that, then you got to take advantage of that. And then it spreads throughout the football team. You know, we've got some guy, you know, Terrence Newman. He's a guy on defense like that. You know, he's got a lot to offer. You're be comfortable now with us here now, and let's go.